Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Finally kind of catching up on the socials, zipping through some posts from the weekend. What's the deal with that mango salsa? You okay?
Oh my gosh.
That looked tasty AF.
And I cannot wait to make it again. First of all, I did not realize there's different kinds of mangoes. Who's with me? Like,
I didn't know that either.
I went over to a friend's house and she had some on the counter and I was like, okay, what are those? And she's like, those are mangoes. And I was like, wait a sec, because the mangoes I'm used to are the, you know, purple green variety that have the, you know, those purple green colors. But there's a smaller, lighter version of the mango also that apparently you can get at Costco.
I was going to say, they got them at Sam's. You get a box of the little baby mangoes.
The baby mangoes, mm-hmm. And they are perfect for mango salsa. But can I tell you what completely blew my mind about mango salsa?
I wish you would.
That I had no idea. And I was like, this is a game changer and also makes so much sense. I thought, you know, salsa, what's the number one ingredient in salsa most times?
Tomatoes.
Yes, right? The redness, the sweetness, the tomato is what you need. Yeah. But with mango salsa, guess what it is?
Mangoes? That's the base.
No, it's not tomato.
Oh,
it's not tomato.
No, mangoes is the base.
Mangoes is the base.
That's what I meant. Yeah, mangoes is the base.
But there's still red in it. You see, even in the picture I posted, there's still red in it. And for some reason, I always just thought that that was tomatoes mixed with the mangoes. But it is not. It is red pepper. What? It's so crunchy.
What a weekend for Katie. What an exciting weekend for you. Squeezing mangoes in your kitchen and discovering the color red.
No idea. Whoa. What? Like, this was like for me when you see like the emoji of the little face where
the head
brain
exploding.
That was me once I realized it was red pepper. That, you know,
unbelievable.
What that brought to the party of the mango salsa game was ridiculous.
Damn,
so
girl.
I was just so excited, and I could not wait to go home and make more mango salsa, because that's something that can be a condiment to everything. You could put some of that in Greek yogurt.
Put a little
Watch
on your chicken.
Out. Put
Grill
some
on chicken,
your chicken.
Put it on there.
Put it over some rice. Wait a
Use
second.
Use it in foreplay.
Spicy.
We got to find you a man, Katie.
I like to eat my salsa, so just so you
this
know.
This is your exciting weekend, huh?
This and other people are getting excited with me.
Oh, right the now people are rolling out of bed going, oh, yeah. It's going to be a good day.
The red pepper game is strong with this one. Like,
it's
that's
a mango.
Exactly what they're saying.
It's a mango Monday with JKJ.
Watch out, we're about to get crazy.
Okay, I give you crap, and I'm just goofing with you, but speaking of Sam's, so in their like pre-made section where you can go and get, you know, like their mac and cheese and their pot pies and all that crap. Okay, they've got the mango salsa pre-made with the shrimp on top. There's a name for it.
Ceviche.
Ceviche. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And every time I'm in Sam's, I get a container of the ceviche. Mm. And it's the mango's the base, and then they've got jalapenos and onions, and then the shrimp on top, and then you squeeze the lime all over it.
I bet you there's red pepper in there.
And probably some red pepper. And I kid you not, I was at Sam's yesterday, and I came home with one of those.
Yes.
And I sat at the, I stood at the kitchen island, and with a brand new bag of taco chips, and I just ate that entire thing like a big old fatty.
But do you know how good that also is for you? I know you kid where you're like,
it's
you're like,
not,
no, I don't think, no, but it is. Depending.
The shrimp's not.
Compare. What do you mean the shrimp's
not? The shrimp is so, it's one of the worst things you can eat for high cholesterol.
Oh, but still. If that's all you're looking
and the
at,
chips?
Then yes,
half
but
a bag of
the
chips?
Protein, I mean, the stuff that you get with the shrimp outweighs, I think, the cholesterol, at least in my mind. I'm not having to worry about cholesterol, though, so I guess that's maybe where I can, you
Runs
know,
in my family. I got to watch it.
You got to watch it a little
so
bit.
So half a bag of chips and about a half pound of shrimp is probably not the best idea.
All that fruit and vegetable intake you had with the salsa, though, that's what I'm saying, is that's a much better dip for you to have than, say, the French onion.
True.
But, you know, so
or
it's
think
like,
a bowl of queso like, with ground beef in it or
when
something.
When they talk about you eat this, not that. Like, that is a good choice to make, actually.
The only other way that I live dangerously with that, what's it called? Ceviche?
Ceviche. Yeah.
Is I like to go to Sam's on Sunday morning. I'm turning into an old man because that is when they slap the clearance stickers on everything because it's like sell by tomorrow, you know. And if you get there early on a Sunday, you get some pretty good deals on stuff. I buy clearance ceviche.
I would not. I would stay away from the clearance seafood.
I just shot stuff out of my nose.
In general. Any creature from the sea, that is not what you want to discount on.
I like to live dangerously.
Don't
so
do it.
If I'm in the bathroom multiple times this morning, clearance shrimp.
Ew.
I do want to quickly give Katie A gigantic thank you.
Wait, what? Wait.
Oh, no, I know.
I'm ready.
Don't get used to this. Do not get used to this. But this is coming from me and my wife, Nick Nack.
Oh.
And our children. We want to thank you for something.
All of you.
We generally sit down for family movie night on either, you know, Friday or Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
And nothing was looking good on the old Flex, Netflix or Peacocks or the whatever's the Primes.
Yeah.
The Apples.
Watch. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
We did, however, flip on. Well, I take it back because we did find this on Netflix. But the $1 Million Secret.
I love this. Yes.
Season one of the $1 Million Secret.
Yes.
Girlfriend,
you love it.
We plowed through 3 episodes on Saturday night, and then last night we plowed through 2 more. That's like 5 hours of Netflix.
I never do that.
But holy crap, we love this show.
I love that. Okay, good.
It's a great, great show.
And it's good for the family to watch together because there's no like... You know, it's not too big. Like,
there's
the kids
really
can enjoy
nothing.
It.
There's a lot of cleave. There's a lot of cleavage.
There's a lot of cleavage. Yeah, but that's okay.
You know, that's why, like, we plowed through 5 episodes. Hey, let's watch another one.
But it really
cleaves you coming back.
You know, your brain go. Like, you have to really, like, pay attention to what people are doing, what they're saying.
I love the characters.
Yes.
The host on that show.
He is so funny. He's my favorite.
I want to be friends with that guy.
Okay.
He's
yes.
just the man.
I am so glad you like it.
Yeah, we're rolling through season one.
There's a whole season two for you to get into, too. So once you get done with season one.
Yeah. I will tell you this, though. If you guys start watching it, I didn't know much about the show, so we watched the 3 episodes. Uh-huh. And then I hopped online. I was like, is there a season 2?
Yeah.
So I just quickly searched $1 Million Secret. And be warned, as soon as you do that, it'll give you... Like, the first thing you see is who wins.
Yeah. No, exactly.
So, I already know who wins, which sucks.
Oh.
But
for season
it's still,
2?
No, for season... We're season 1. So, all I know is season 1 right now.
Yeah, because season
2... But it'll immediately tell you who wins.
Season 2 just dropped, so you won't be too far behind.
I will not
Google
it.
If you can get caught up on that. But I'm so glad you're watching this show.
Thank you very much for the recommendation.
You're welcome.
So, your Jabba the Hutt lifestyle really, really appeased us.
And there you go for kids with parents, or parents with kids and stuff, too. Like, this is... perfect for you to watch as a family.
It's
so,
a family-friendly show. You know? It's intriguing. It's fun. It gets you thinking. And it just, you walk away with a smile after every damn episode.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
You're so welcome.
It's really nice of you.
I'm so happy I could help.
Look at that.